Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. And, of course, Alex on the line discussing the latest police madness up at InfoWars.com. I mean, you have to see it to believe it. The thugs are on the loose, Alex.
But I go back to the hundreds of other cases where they walk up and say somebody 100 yards away can't video cops and then knock their teeth out, or where a cop comes up to kids playing with a toy car, and the cops start stomping it and beating little 12-year-olds up, and then the old dude says, yes, they're going to charge the 12-year-olds for assaulting the cop, and it's on tape as some 260-pound cop beats up 12-year-old pothead. I mean, I've seen thousands of these videos. Every millisecond, a new video I remember seeing pops into my head where they're hiring every scumbag, every thug, every control freak, and as the cops get a worse and worse image, the good cops are leaving, and pure scum and filth and mentally ill trash who thinks it's normal to stop an ambulance. I mean, I'm reading the mainstream news articles about this out of Oklahoma, and they're saying the officers are doing a great job. They're saying this is totally normal. They're saying that ambulances shouldn't speed. They're saying that the EMT needs to go to jail. I mean, this is mental illness. This is total and complete insanity. And you know, that's why I'm ranting and raving even behind the scenes. I appreciate the great crew and everybody out there who is trying to help us get the word out on this. But I mean, to think about how they covered up how they shot that kid in the back, and then we finally get the video and they're beating him up as he dies for no reason. The cop shoots him in the back and then throws a fit that he shot him in the back, thinking, oh, I'm going to get in trouble for this. So he slams his head in the ground and stomps on him. I mean, this is that is wrong to murder someone in cold blood. It's wrong to rape children in front of their parents. It's wrong to have foreign bankers and the Federal Reserve on TV saying they're above the law. I know that sounds radical and extreme to some of you. It's because you're under mind control. You know, this is brainwashing. I assure some new listeners out there, it's not normal to have police murder people and then cover it up. It's not normal to have a police state. It's not normal to have a new world order and carbon taxes. It's not normal to have, this is not good. This is horrible. This is wrong. And everybody just stays in their houses, watching their TV shows, being conditioned, and all of this is normal and acceptable. I mean, Vermis, what do you think about the fact that, and you should open the phones up with Rockwell and then the tower, because we can open up our own phone systems if Genesis is down, the perennial problems. But I mean, the issue here is, Vermis, again, it's being taken to new levels of tyranny.
Well, we had another story, Alex. We had another story just last week. This 15-year-old kid is on a bike playing cops and robbers with a plastic toy gun with his friends. They shoot him, and then they cuff him afterwards. Listen, they shot him, and then they cuffed him after they realized it was a toy gun. You know, what is this? And then you have the eyewitnesses going, I can't believe they just let him lie there bleeding.
That's the mental illness. That's the mental illness. I told you those videos of him breaking pro-lifers' arms. Mm-hmm. They then beat them after they break your arm. It's like, oh, you got a toy. Oh, I shot you. I'm going to go ahead and cuff you and hope you bleed to death. That was like that Carnegie guy, CIA down in Houston. The cops execute him clearly on a hit team inside the department. We know they have one. And then they cuff him and hold medical attention back till he dies. That's what I mean. They're openly going to be lining us up and shooting us soon, and they'll have all these little minions in the police departments on the message boards going, good. It's good to line Americans up in machine guns.
Well, you already have this guy who is a commentator on Fox News. He's a military veteran. He's a writer for the New York Post, and he's like, you know, these reporters, they're not partisan. They're against the war. They're for the terrorists. We're just going to have military attacks on them. We're just going to have blackout censorship. Well, they already do, but now they're going to put it on paper that they can just gun down anybody who disagrees. It's the Alex Jones Show. Back after this.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show, and Rob Dew, the producer, is in. And, of course, Alex still on the line. Rob, what's the latest?
All right. Well, I talked to the reporter from the Oklahoma News 9, and his name's Dave Jordan. Real nice guy. He's actually, when I called him, I said I'm from the Alex Jones Show. He goes, you mean InfoWars? I said, yeah. He goes, I go on there every day. I couldn't believe that. That was funny. So we talked. He got me the guy's name who took the video. His name is Kenyatta Davis, which is in the news report. Mm-hmm. And he's a former football coach at Dartmouth College who moved back to, you know, be close to his family. And
he's the one taking the cell phone video.
He's the one who took the cell phone video. He apparently, I don't think he's going to press charges at this time. He says he
They're
just,
gonna
you know.
They're going to press charges on him. I want to say something, and then I'm going to get off here. Because we need to get Lou Rockwell on. But I want Rob to be able to finish up. Notice how the citizen whose mother was denied care, he's going to go ahead and give in to the evil and try to, quote, be nice while they go on and charge the EMT. See, we need to start getting aggressive with these criminals, and we need to bring them to justice instead of licking the boots of these out-of-control law enforcement people that are no longer peace officers, but prince of the New World Order. So I want to get now. We've talked to the EMT, I heard, dude. Tell folks about that. You talked to Mr. White. He is scared to come on the show. Well, listen, sir, they're going to destroy your life unless you stand up against these thugs, these people. people that attacked you and now want to ruin your life and make you lose your job. We need to get a fighting spirit legally against these pieces of filth. And folks, look, I'm not against the police, but I want to make it clear when I say this. I don't say that to grovel to them. It's because I know there's some good police out there. But the system is rotten, and when you don't speak up and say it's wrong to pull over an ambulance and then harass people and then talk about fraudulently charging people, that is the height of tyranny, and it's disgusting. Tell us about Mr. White, because I know you're making him on, making the reporter on, making the son on. But then let's get Lou Rockwell on, and I apologize to him for getting him on late.
Right. I mean, the only information I have now is that Dave is writing a couple. Dave Johns Jordan at News 9. He's writing a couple more articles about this. This is a little. This is the story has some more legs to it because there's some more interesting angles. He's doing some fact checking, so he doesn't want me to say anything on the air. But as soon as he releases his new article, he said he'll come on and talk about it, because there's definitely a lot more going on in this story. So we will keep everybody informed.
Well, according to the...
Rob, you're saying it's worse than the thing?
Well, I do... Yeah, it is pretty worse. And I don't want to say anything until the facts come in.
Who are police? I couldn't... If I was writing a Kurt Vonnegut satire about the worst police state in the galaxy... It would be stuff like this. I mean, what is their problem?
Yeah.
Why are you so... They are so... Get Lou Rockwell on. Great job, Rob.
Right.
Great job, Jason Burmans. This has got me about to get back in the car and drive back up there.
No.
God bless you, man.
Stay and enjoy your weekend.
All right, guys. I'll be calling in tomorrow and on the Sunday show. Burmans, you're the best. Get Lou Rockwell on.
All right, you got it. Thank you, sir. That is the great Alex Jones taking some well-deserved time off. Do we have... Lou on the line net. We're going to be getting Lou Rockwell in a moment. And if you don't know who Lou Rockwell is, it's lourockwell.com. He's a former congressional chief of staff to Ron Paul and founder and chairman of the Ludwig von Mises Institute. Is an opponent of the state, its wars, and its socialism. A student and colleague of Murray N. Rothbard, he is the editor of 6 books, most recently The Irrepressible Rothbard and Speaking for Liberty. For more on Rockwell, go check his interview in SpinTech Magazine. He's been on the show before. He's got a great website, and we're going to be talking about the economy, the imminent collapse of GM, Peter Schiff talking about the imminent collapse of the dollar, these reports that perhaps this last Bilderberg meeting was really to talk about the gutting of the dollar as the world reserve currency, Brazil moving away from it, China moving away from it, apparently Russia moving away from the dollar. So where is all this headed? We now have Lou Rockwell on the line. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing, Jason?
Very good. Why don't you just give a brief overview of where you think the economy is going in the next 6 months? I mean, I'm watching the news right now. They're saying, all right, GM is definitely going under. You know, the dollar seems to be going under. I mean, it's getting lower and lower. Gold's having kind of an explosion right now. It's up around 960. A month ago, it was at about 890, 880. That's going up. Meanwhile, Peter Schiff is saying the dollar is about to collapse fully. You have Brazil, you know, dumping it as the world currency. Russia following suit. China talking about it. I mean, what's next? What are your predictions?
Well, the only world currency ought to be a gold standard, as it was in the 19th century. So it was a big mistake under the evil John Maynard Keynes when the United States in 1944 set up the dollar as the world currency.
Mm-hmm.
And it's enabled us to, in effect, export our inflation. So we don't pay all the, here at home, we don't pay the entire price of U.S. monetary policy, or at least we haven't in the past. We are, however, about to pay it because, as you say, the dollar is becoming worth less and less. The Federal Reserve injected, and of course, they're very secretive. We don't know exactly what they're doing, this terrible operation. But they injected something like $11 trillion in newly created money into the world economy in terms of new dollars in order to protect Wall Street and the banks. So what they've done is they've, in other words, vastly increased the money supply. So far, that money has gone into reserves in the banks. The banks are running almost 100% reserve, which is what Murray Rothbard would have liked. I mean, this is because fractional reserves are always a source of much evil and economic disaster.
Well, let's
talk about when the recovery, when people perceive believe the recovery is starting, and people and businessmen start borrowing again. Banks, in other words, start lending, because right now that lending and borrowing is not going on, thank goodness, because we've just been through a period of crazed borrowing and lending. But when that lending and borrowing starts again, then we're going to see very high inflation rates, maybe hyperinflation, and it's very scary business.
Well, let's talk about the IMF and their role in all of this, and the SDR units, or the special drawing rights units, and where they come into play. I mean, they started really hyping these up after the G20. We know trillions were fused into the economy through these SDRs. We know that Mexico took $47 billion from the IMF because of the swine flu outbreak. What are these SDR units?
Well, the International Monetary Fund, like the World Bank, was set up, ironically, as part of what we're talking about, Keynes and the Bretton Woods conference in 1944. Mm-hmm. You can think of these, it's sort of like the UN. It's a disguise for U.S. operations. It makes it seem like the whole world is doing things. So the IMF is one of these institutions set up by Franklin Roosevelt and the rest of the boys back in 1944. And it serves as a way to give foreign aid without directly coming from the U.S. Because they can give money to Mexico, they can give money to various places. And they also created a long time ago these special drawing rights, where just another fiat currency, but this time created by the IMF. It doesn't mean anything. It's not a good thing. It may engender more inflation, which is a great evil always and everywhere. And of course, inflation is a benefit to the government. It's a benefit to the big banks. It's a benefit to government contractors, military-industrial complex, all the rest of the flies that hang around the garbage can in Washington, D.C. But it's not good for the rest of us, this devaluation of the dollar. So the IMF is part of the deal, just like the Federal Reserve. These are all bad agencies, and what we actually need is the money that can't be depreciated by the government. We don't need a money that a bunch of guys with a counterfeiting press, which is exactly what the Federal Reserve is, can just print them up at will. We've had that kind of a money since 1971 and Richard Nixon's abolition of the final tiny tie to the gold standard. And we're in very serious trouble, not just us, the whole world, because of what the Federal Reserve and its assistant central banks in Britain and Germany and elsewhere did during this recent boom after 9/11 when Bush and Greenspan turned the monetary spigot on full. So we're only beginning to pay the price, and I think we've got very serious troubles ahead of us, and I just hope we know who to blame. We need to blame the Federal Reserve, and sure the IMF and all those other agencies, but the key evil is the central bank, the Federal Reserve, that has made possible, ever since its establishment in 1913, the diminution of American liberty, the vast increase in growth of the federal government, world wars, every kind of disaster you can think of made possible by this monster, as Andrew Jackson called one of its predecessors, the central bank, the Federal Reserve.
Well, let me get your take on this latest article then out of the Associated Press. Federal Reserve would serve as risk regulator under Obama plan. More self-regulation by the Federal Reserve, as if they don't have enough self-regulation and secrecy behind what they do. I mean, the Obama administration is proposing that the U.S. Federal Reserve serve as an all-seeing regulator to detect activities that could pose risks to the entire financial system. That's like saying, you know, Don Corleone is going to investigate the mafia. It's absolutely insane.
Well, one of the things that happened after the government crisis, I mean, it is what the Federal Reserve caused this economic crisis. It caused the artificial boom, the housing boom, and so forth. They caused the bust. So then there's a bust, and you know, with every institution in society, if any institution, a church, a business, or whatever, flops on its face in a total embarrassing disaster, mm-hmm. nobody says, you know what, we need to give those people more money and more power. But with the government, the answer always, of course, is more money and more power. So the Federal Reserve wrecks the economy and wrecks the world economy. So now we're supposed to give them more regulatory power. And indeed, you can think of this crisis as the Federal Reserve, Wall Street entirely taking over the Treasury, the Federal Reserve taking over all regulation of financial markets.
We're going to talk about it more on the other side. To me, it's the height of insanity. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. Back after this.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
We are back, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, sitting in with Lou Rockwell of BlueRockwell.com. We're talking Federal Reserve, IMF, SDRs, you name it. And now they want the Federal Reserve to basically regulate itself after they've caused all of these issues. In this segment, can you just give us just a brief synopsis of, you know, what the Federal Reserve is, what its origins are, and then the latest bill that apparently has a lot of co-sponsors by Ron Paul to audit the Federal Reserve and why that is so important?
Well, the Federal Reserve was founded in 1913. The Federal Reserve Act, was written at J.P. Morgan's private club at Jekyll Island, Georgia, by a group of bankers and Harvard economists, the biggest bankers at the time, representing the Morgan and the Rockefeller families and others. others. And it's a bill designed to set up an institution that would do two things: inflate, because that, you know, sometimes you hear about the Federal Reserve as that there are people associated with the Fed who are against inflation. They call them inflation hawks or whatever. But this is just ridiculous. The central bank, the Federal Reserve, its job is to inflate. That's what it does. And you can think of it, it's a different process than this, but morally and economically, it's no different than just printing up a bunch of $100 bills in your basement, except, of course, on a vast, vast scale. Now, what the Federal Reserve, so they do that, it was set out to benefit the big banks, allow them to inflate and be the so-called lender of last resort, so that during a boom, when the boom went bust, Federal Reserve's cause of boom, when it goes bust, they would give money to the banks to make sure they didn't suffer any damage, just as the Federal Reserve did in this most recent crisis. So that's what the Federal Reserve was set up to do. It's an agency of the banks, for the banks, by the banks, set up by the U.S. government, like many other regulatory agencies, actually working for the interests of special interests as well as for the interests of the state itself. So it causes this inflation. It also causes business cycles. Because the money is injected into through the banking system to the benefit of the bank, it causes the business cycle. That is, it causes artificial booms and busts, just like we've seen since 9/11. These things are horrendously damaging. Some people make money out of them, but you know the average person is, of course, only harmed. And we've all been harmed. And thank goodness for Ron Paul, who his entire career in public life has been dedicated to sound money and to exposing what the Federal Reserve does, and doing everything he can to stop the Federal Reserve from hurting us all. So he's got this bill, which is getting a humongous number of co-sponsors. I think it's up to more than 180 other members of Congress. And it's relatively close to actually being able to force hearings and a vote on this bill. And it's for more transparency. The Federal Reserve is more secret than the CIA. I'm no fan of the CIA either, by the way. But the Federal Reserve is totally secret.
Tell people how that works. Tell people about the Federal Reserve Board, because a lot of people think, well, we elect the Federal Reserve Board. No, our elected officials appoint these people, and then what are they're? I think they're what, 13 members, and it's 8-year appointments each.
I believe it's 16-year appointments.
Oh wow!
And they are appointed. They're appointed by the president and approved by the Congress. These are people who serve the interests of the banking industry. Sometimes they're ex-bankers. Sometimes they're economists who are, in effect, bank economists. And I mean not just because they study banks, but because they're owned by the banks. And it's an institution that nobody knows anything about. One of the great things Ron Paul has done in the Ron Paul campaign, and I've been interested in this, I must say, for many years myself, but for most Americans, Federal Reserve is just like a name on the bill in their pocket and sort of boring, make sure eyes glaze over. That was all deliberate to make it seem boring, but it's not boring. They're ripping us off. So because of Ron Paul and his campaign, now more and more Americans are interested in this. And Ludwig von Mises wrote about this in 1912, even before the establishment of the Federal Reserve, that such an institution could only bring disaster. And, of course, Murray Rothbard, Henry Hazlitt, F.A. Hayek, all the great economists, the great Austrian economists, opposed to the institution of central banking and an institution like the Fed, which, again, is just a special interest ripoff. They have a marble palace on Constitution Avenue. They speak in a language that's unintelligible to the average person, deliberately. So you don't know that they really are no different from the mafia, although at least the mafia supplies services people would actually like to buy. The federal government, you know, doesn't do that. They just take our money by force and use it to punish us.
Yeah,
so one of the ways they punish us.
Yeah.
It's just the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, and then to create, you know, big money for AmeriCorps so they can pump up City Year and literally the Red Jackets, the new civilian security force. I mean, have you seen these commercials? I want to get into that.
I have, and of course, the police state is growing at an alarming rate.
We're going to get into that on the other side. More news with Lou Rockwell. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. Back after this, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Berman, sitting in for Alex Jones. We're talking to Lou Rockwell. And we were just talking about the audit the Fed bill. The last I knew, there was over 170 co-sponsors. He's now telling us over 180. I wanna get what happens next. You know, if this goes to the House, they do discuss it. It gets, you know, more talk. What happens after that? And then I really want to talk about this new push for City Year, because City Year has been around for a while, but they're getting all these AmeriCorps grants, and now all of a sudden it's all about I am change, taking the Obama logo, showing Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King Jr., Gandhi, really champions of not only free speech, but political dissidents. I mean, you know, this is the real opposition. These were people that actually did make a difference. And for them to jump on this bandwagon and try to promote this agenda is just disgusting to me. So let's start with where this audit the Fed bill will go. You know, let's say it goes into Congress. What has to happen so that they actually do audit the Fed? And then let's talk about City Year, Lou.
Jason, first I gave you the wrong number. It's 179 co-sponsors.
Well, that's close enough to 180.
Not just at 180 yet. But it's thrilling. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, and for that matter the Republican leadership, of course, will try to block this bill. Mm-hmm. But if it actually were to come to a vote, it's Ron Paul's view that very few people are going to be willing to vote for total secrecy at the Fed, that the whole of Congress is upset because they can't find out where all this money is gone. And, so the fact this bill has a very, very good chance of passing. If it were to pass, of the end for the Federal Reserve, because these are like cockroaches in a dark kitchen. They can't stand the flashlight. So this Ron Paul's bill is a flashlight, and it's pointing at these people, and if he can turn it on, it's going to have just a very good effect in educating the American people, and who knows what they'll find. I mean, these guys at the Fed live very, very well. Even the lowest-ranking people have limos, and they have hotel suites and four-star hotels, and they eat at the fanciest restaurants, and they all do very, very well. They print their own budget, by the way. This is the only agency of government that doesn't have a budget that's actually approved by Congress, and I'll admit that's not much of a limit, but it's a little something. But the Fed just decides what they want to print for themselves, and they print it. Well, is there something funny about that? Of course, there's got to be oversight of the Federal Reserve. If there is such a thing as a central bank, and there should not be from a moral or an economic or a constitutional or a political point of view, as Ron Paul always points out, if there is a Fed, there has to be oversight. Somebody has to be looking at what they're doing, and to the extent that it can be exposed, and my guess is that we would have a lot of things like the British parliamentary scandals, these people printing up money, and it hurts every American when they print up this money, to live high on the hog. Let's find out what these birds are doing. It's unfortunately not going to point out, you know, everything they're doing, but it's going to tell us some of the things they're doing. And I think when that happens, that there can be a political explosion, be much more interest on the part of the American people to really go after the central bank. This thing is ripping us off again to the tune of trillions of dollars. And, of course, because these numbers are so big, they're hard to understand what's going on. But if you can find out that some lower-ranking Fed official took $25,000 for some extra deal, you know, that kind of thing people understand. It can bring about indignation at the Fed. There should be demonstrations outside the Fed. People should be angry at the Fed. The Fed is much worse for us than the IRS or the EPA or the rest of the alphabet from hell in Washington, D.C. The Federal Reserve is the worst operation, at least domestically, of the federal government.
Yeah, and it's not really even an agency of the federal government. It's kind of like a quasi-agency. It's really a private banking system with no oversight whatsoever. Let's say this bill does pass. Do you really think that we will see oversight of the Fed, or will we see this bill vetoed? Like, obviously you said, you know, there's going to be opposition, Pelosi. I can't see Barack Obama getting behind this. I see a large media blackout. I don't think this is already at the point where it should be on NBC, ABC News, CBS, Fox, if they were actually legitimate, CNN, but they're not. They're not reporting on this. So let's say it does pass through Congress. Do we have a shot at actually auditing the Fed?
Well, Obama might very well veto it. After all, he's a bankster president, just like Bush was. Mm-hmm. This is who puts these guys into office. There are other interest groups involved, but his biggest donors were big banks on Wall Street. Mm-hmm. So he might very well veto it, but we can't overlook the possibility of popular opposition. Mm-hmm. Popular opposition by the American people can actually make these birds in Washington do what they don't want to do, and that is something in our interest. So were this bill to be passed, and were Obama to veto it, I think and hope that there would be some indignation. So, again, these are just small. We're just taking baby steps towards getting rid of this horrible thing. But every baby step helps, and I can tell you they are worried at the Fed. They don't like this bill. They don't like any discussion of themselves. There was an article in Forbes magazine recently, saying, look, we have to make the Fed boring again, that it's very bad to have anybody interested in it because it has to be independent, it has to be mysterious, it has to be with no oversight. It should be unmysterious, there should be oversight. We should at least know what the crooks are doing to us as they're taking our wallet. We should at least give us that. So Ron Paul's bill is a step in that direction. No, it's not everything we need, but it sure is would be a great change.
Well, absolutely. You know, I'm not trying to discourage anybody, and I really do hope that it goes through and that it does get the mainstream media attention that it deserves, so more and more people at least take a look at the issue, at least take a look at America, Freedom to Fascism, if you don't have time to read a book on the subject matter, if you don't fully understand, you know, what Greenspan said in the Obama deception when he says, well, it really doesn't matter what the president does. We're outside of the president. We do what we want. You know, go check that out. I want to kind of shift gears. I want to play this City Year clip for PrisonPlanet.tv members and then discuss it on the other side. If you haven't seen this, you know, we've been talking about it for a couple of weeks, but they are truly trying to hijack and indoctrinate the youth into this Stasi-like program. I mean, this it's just so outrageous to me. And, you know, their first official day, their first holiday, the National Day of Civil Service, is, of course, going to be on 9/11, where they're going to have makeshift memorials around the country and people from City Year knocking on your door asking you to pledge. So let's hit the clip. Go ahead, Jaron.
We are not done.
I've been around since the beginning of time.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Over the years, I've had many faces. Over the years, I've had many looks.
I have a dream.
But I've always had the same goals. To make this world a better place by helping those who need it most. To never turn my back when things get tough. And to show that positive can always overpower negative. I am change. And this is what I wear.
And there's, you know, a bunch of these ads out there. There's one where a girl is talking about how she's shedding her individual skin and taking on a universal skin to build a new world when she puts on this jacket. And, I mean, let's talk about all. Let's talk about the figures they use, the fact that they're in militant formation, the fact that the people that they show never had people in militant formation to get their ideas across, Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr. But they're trying to sell this as kind of like this, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like pseudo-fascism. I mean, they're wearing red, white, and black. What's your take on this, Lou?
Well, I think we've had a growing fascism in this country for some time. The Bush administration certainly was a fascist regime, and the Obama administration is stepping it up. I mean, what is fascism? It's not just an epithet. It's an actual political and economic system that involves a government-business partnership, big business, big government, in cahoots against the rest of us. Mm-hmm. It involves militarism. It involves crazed nationalism. It involves the suppression of civil liberties, and frequently it involves a uniform party militia. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have that until now. You're right, the Obama people seem to be intent on setting up some kind of uniformed party militia among the youth. And, of course, as your clip said, he went back during the campaign, he talked about a civilian security arm that he wants to set up of the federal government. Maybe like the neighborhood watch committees in Cuba, I don't know, but it's not good news.
Well, it seems even worse that they're now coming out and saying, you know what, we're going to use the Boy Scouts to fight terror. And the example that they use is a disgruntled Iraq war veteran come back home, and now he's a homegrown terrorist, and he's shooting people from a tower. Here come the Boy Scouts in their Explorers program, and then you see the photos in the New York Times, and they're giving these kids mock shotguns and assault weapons. It's blowing my mind, Lou.
Well, what is terrorism? I mean, terrorism is like a movable feast. I mean, it's whatever the government says it is. It's whatever the government, you know, it's in fact, resisting the government is terrorism. So that's people overseas, and that's people here. Now, of course, sometimes some of the stuff they call terrorism is evil. Sometimes it's just their epithet to demonize their enemies. So, you know, that's what they're doing with the Boy Scouts. And, yeah, they have... We have, for some time in this country, this is not new with Obama, for some time in this country we've had a government and a reigning ideology that saw absolutely nothing beyond the reach of the state. There is nobody in Washington, with the exception of Ron Paul, who thinks that there are areas of society, family life, community life, business life, personal liberties, who thinks that's beyond the government. Whatever the government decides to do to you, in your family, in your home, in your business, in your community, it's okay. The government has total power over us in the view of the reigning ideology, total power to take your kids, send them to some evil, crazy war overseas, or to set up these kinds of institutions. And, of course, we've had, as happened with the private security guards hired by the federal government in the Katrina disaster, some very alarming stuff of use of military power and quasi-military power, and in this case sort of youth, I don't know, Red Pioneer or Hitler Youth or whatever military, future military power. Who are they intending, what are they intending to do with these groups? They're intending to intimidate us so that, you know, if you have a problem with what I like to call death aid, which will be the federal medical program, you know, maybe you'll get a visit from the City Care youth to try to dissuade you from making a complaint. This is the sort of thing that goes on in authoritarian countries, and we are fast approaching that.
You know, and while this goes on, the Supreme Court just on Tuesday ruled that in certain circumstances, of course, it's always Orwellian. They say, oh, we really didn't take away this right. It's only in certain cases. But they ruled 5-4. And again, it's a close vote. It's never 9-0 or 7-2. It's always 5-4. Oh, we were so close not taking away your civil liberties, but we decided to. They ruled that a lawyer no longer needs to be present in certain circumstances for police to interrogate you. Now, yes, have they been doing this, you know, in the past? In some other cases where they'll lie to somebody, they'll entrap somebody, they'll, you know, physically abuse somebody and interrogate them. Yes, but now the Supreme Court has ruled that they can interrogate you without a lawyer, and that will not be thrown out of court. What's your take on that?
Well, what is the Supreme Court? It's 9 government lawyers who make decisions in favor of the government. I mean, that's what these, you know, we're taught to think of these as some sort of ethereal guys up in a cloud. These are government bureaucrats intent on expanding government power and expanding the power of the Supreme Court, too, within the government. And, yeah, it's absolutely true. I mean, we have, after all, the President Obama, building on what Bush has done, has said he wants the power in a formal way for the president, and then, of course, all the president's zillion employees, to take any person, American or foreign, put them in a prison camp, keep it secret that they're in a prison camp, and keep them there indefinitely and have the ability to interrogate them with torture, of course, on his own say-so. So they're undoing, you know, 1,000 years of development of civil liberties, and we're watching the establishment of the totalitarian state. And again, this didn't begin with Obama. I mean, really, Franklin Roosevelt was our first fascist president. So this has been going on for some time. But American freedoms are evaporating, you know, like water in the sun in Washington, D.C. in the summertime.
Well, they really are. And, you know, another story that we've been carrying here at InfoWars is just a week and a half ago in Wisconsin, a judge ruled there that the police could outfit somebody who was not under probable cause, did not have a warrant for an investigation. They could outfit their car without them knowing with a GPS device and track and trace them. And this was okay. I mean, this police state has gotten completely out of control. I mean, I have a story in front of me. High-tech sleuth helps reduce truancy. This 17-year-old girl is forced to carry this GPS device that has these different buttons, and at certain times, she'll have to actually punch in her coordinates, and if her coordinates are outside of that, she gets thrown out of school. I mean, how much more can we take from Big Brother? It just keeps expanding and getting more and more out of control.
Well, you mentioned one thing that every parent ought to consider. If you have your children in the government schools that are entirely run by the federal government and the Department of Education of Washington, what are you doing? What are you doing turning over your children to people who want to put up an ankle bracelet on them to keep track of them? I mean, where they're totally indoctrinated every day in the glories of government, the glories of government power, and why the government should be able to do anything it wants to them and to you, and why if you have your own views on religion or some other subject the government doesn't like, well, the heck with you, and the kids should be responsive to the government. The public schools exist to take children, in effect, away from their parents, away from their community, make them little robots for D.C. So, parents, if you've got your kids in the government schools, please rethink it.
I want to get your take on this former soldier, Ralph Peters. He's been on, you know, he's been on USA Today, contributed to Fox News, writes for the New York Post.
And he's a monster.
Yeah. In his latest column, he starts talking about really something that's kind of already happening, but not, you know, outward practice. He talks about blackouts, media censorship, which is already happening in this country. But then he says, ultimately, military attacks on partisan media, saying they literally need to kill the media in order to you know, further the war effort and save us from the terrorists. Now, this has already happened on several levels over in the Middle East, but it seems like he's talking about this happening in this country. And, of course, our news is already blacked out and censored. Anybody with half a brain that's paying attention to what's going on knows this. But for him to put this out there like it's okay to kill the media, I mean, what's your take?
Well, Ralph Peters is a neocon. Therefore, he's a totalitarian, some kind of social democrat in economics, but a totalitarian in terms of the warfare state and in terms of civil liberties. And already the U.S. government kills foreign reporters. I mean, when Bush started his aggression, both against Afghanistan and against Iraq, they bombed Al Jazeera station.
That's
right.
They
bombed the media that was telling the truth. So the U.S. already does this. I guess Ralph Peters would like to shoot people in this country who aren't going along with the ABC, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post line.
All right, we'll come back. Final segment with Lou Rockwell after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv and TheInfoWarrior.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on.
You know, finishing up with Lou Rockwell, the last points he was making were about Afghanistan and Iraq, and we're about to be, you know, we're running up on the 8th anniversary of the occupation of Afghanistan. We went in there in October, really cleaned things up pretty quickly, but now the insurgents are back, and that's the main focus, and we're redistributing forces from Iraq into Afghanistan. And meanwhile, you know, in 2006, the Democrats were supposed to save us when they became the majority in the House, and they were going to get us out of the war, and Nancy Pelosi said, nope, and we're not going to go after war crimes either, and she's just a big figurehead for the whole party at this point and for the war. The Barack Obama administration comes in, and they backtrack on their plans. Oh, we'll be out in 18 months, we promise. Now he's officially saying, oh, all combat troops will be out by the end of December 2011, but we're still going to have 50,000 non-combat troops in Iraq right around the time of an election year. Give me a break. I mean, talk about Orwellian speak. And then he says, we're going to shut down Guantanamo Bay. But it doesn't happen. They can't find the funding. Well, we just passed another bill for $83 billion for this war in the Middle East. They can't find the funding to close down Guantanamo Bay. I mean, where do you see the Middle East situation going in the next few months?
Well, I think it's very frightening, and I think Barack Obama is potentially more of a militarist and more of a warmonger than even George Bush, if only because he may feel he has to prove more because of what people thought was might be his pro-peace agenda. I must say I was fooled early on. I thought maybe he was a guy who was actually going to be less belligerent, but of course it's not true. So yeah, the so-called insurgents are doing better in Afghanistan. It's, you know, who are these insurgents? These are Afghanis who don't like the idea of a bunch of foreigners occupying their country. Now, isn't that a crazy wacko business that somebody might feel that way? So of course we're supposed to demonize and hate the guts of anybody who doesn't want to be ruled by the U.S. I don't want to be ruled by the U.S. I just assume see them out of this country, and I certainly don't want to see them attacking people in other countries. But they're stepping up the wars, and there's some very alarming rhetoric being used against Iran. If Iran wants an atomic bomb, and there's no evidence that they're doing anything to produce one, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency and all the people who inspect them, there's no evidence. If they want a bomb, why would they want a bomb? They would not want a bomb to bomb Israel or the U.S. or anybody else. They would want a bomb to protect themselves from being bombed. Because, of course, the U.S. and Israel are threatening them constantly. We're going to kill you. We're going to bomb you. This is, by the way, against international law to threaten war like this against another country. Anyway, we're going to kill you. 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 And I guess there are a lot of people who actually want to kill everybody in Iran. This is a great ancient civilization. These are wonderful people. They're being demonized, as, of course, any people who the U.S. plans to mass murder always have to be demonized. They're great people. They never did anything to us. They never, they haven't hurt any neighbor for 1,000 years or whatever. So to be committing an act of aggression, we have to remember this is the first crime that was charged at the Nuremberg trials against Germany. The first international crime was launching an aggressive war. It is the Nuremberg trials felt this was the worst thing the Nazis did. Maybe it wasn't the worst thing, but it certainly made possible all the worst things that they did. The atmosphere of war and totalitarianism that comes with total war, than the total state, and that seems to be the direction that we, the once the land of the free, are headed in. So I think it's very alarming that they may plan to bomb Iran and kill who knows how many people. This, by the way, is an act of murder. It doesn't matter that you're in a government uniform or that you're in a government house in Washington, D.C. If you push the button and kill people, you are a murderer.
I have to agree with you. You are a murderer if you're killing innocent people, if you're torturing people in these camps, as all the reports show. Thank you so much, Lou Rockwell. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.